Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Thursday morning edition of La Tosta Cafe. This is Mallory, and I'm joined by Mr. Mike Perron. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Mal. Good to be here with you. We've both been missing each other for the last couple of weeks, but we had things going on.
It's true. Life happens.
Life happens. Great to be back with you. And then we got a lot going on this morning, so we're going to be talking about it just a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Our sponsors that bring our program to us this morning is Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, Perry Pete Ford, Bearwood Furniture Center, Robert Perron Plumbing, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Lyons Market, Epic Insurance, Allen's Barbershop, Villeplatte Transmission, Lakeview Park and Beach, Pizza Shack, and Prairie Ron Rice. C'est autres qui viennent notre programme ce matin. Bonjour mes amis, comment ça va ce matin? C'est jeudi matin, à août le 25, 2022. C'est Mike et Mallory avec vous autres ce matin, jusqu'à 9h. Un aimerait que vous autres puissiez donner un phone call à 337-363-2124. Un aimerait parler avec vous autres. C'est toujours bien. Comme j'ai dit, on sera ici à ce qu'à 9h. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to La Tosta Cafe. Mike and Mallory with you this morning. And we hope everything's going good with you. We hope you can stay with us and give us a phone call if you get a chance. And we will be here till about 9 o'clock this morning. Mal, everything good with you, my girl?
Yeah, everything is going well. We've got a, it's a somber morning here at KVPI. We hear the news that Mr. Charlie Manuel has passed away. Longtime host of La Tosta Cafe, longtime announcer at KVPI. Yeah. So, you walk into that and it's a little disorienting and it's sad. And so, I think we'll open up the lines today and for memories about Charlie, and thoughts and prayers to his family as they he was such a strong patriarch of that family that I know that this is coming as a great, great loss to them.
Absolutely. And you're right. We came in here planning, talking. We were joking around what we're going to talk about and laughing about it. But then we came in here and had some sad news. So we're going to make this program to Charlie Manuel, right? Mm-hmm. And like Miles said, you can call in and talk about him or give some condolences to the family. I'm going to read something right quick that Mark posted. For those of you who don't know what's going on, don't know too much about Charlie besides him on the radio. A longtime KVPI announced that Charlie Manuel has died at the age of 81. Charlie died at Prairie Manor Nursing Home Wednesday night at 11:36, surrounded by his wife and family. His body will repose at the Ordway's Funeral Home in Villeplatte, but arrangements are pending. He is survived by his wife, Ms. Loretta Manuel of Villeplatte, one son, Eric of Pine Prairie, two daughters, Phyllis Daigle of Silsby, Texas, Annette LaFleur of Cairn Crow. He is also survived by 6 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Charlie Manuel was the primary French announcer for KVPI for many years, doing both the French news and La Tosta Cafe each morning. His time at KVPI began in the late 1950s when he hosted the popular Juke Junction program. Charlie also helped begin the weekly mass broadcast at Our Lady Queen of All Saints Catholic Church. Charlie was a longtime MC for many civic events in the Villeplatte area, including the old folks French dance during Louisiana Cotton Festival, the running of the Tournoi, and the Smoked Meat Festival opening ceremonies. KVPI General Manager Mark Lane said, "All of us are mourning the loss of another radio legend and important voice in our French programming. Charlie loved La Tosta Cafe and talking with callers from everywhere. He will be missed." So what we're going to do, we're going to set this program for Charlie. If you want to call in and give your condolences, like we said, or just talk about him, okay? So, Mal, it's up to you, my girl.
We have a caller on the line.
Let's see what we got. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Coach Mitchell. How are you doing this morning?
Coach, good to hear from you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and it's good to hear you guys this morning. I was listening earlier, and I heard about Charlie and his passing. I just want to send my condolences to Charlie's family and to all of his friends, his relatives, and to you guys, his co-workers, and to everybody in the staff at KVPI. You know, guys, I want to say this about Charlie. I'm going to make it short because a lot of people are going to want to call in. I remember the voice. And when I heard that he had passed this morning, all that keeps going through my mind is Charlie's voice when he's speaking to all the people that call. and the comments he makes, and he gets involved, and he gives these commercial breaks about all the people that, you know, y'all do business with, and they do their commercial. Charlie's voice is like inside of my brain, and every time when I call in or I'm listening to KBPI Latos, you can just hear it. It's just an automatic. He's going to be missed, but he's left us with something special about him. We just get to hold on to it and carry it with us, y'all, and make him proud and continue to do the things that we do and continue to support KBPI and Latos.
Coach, thank you.
Have a good morning, y'all.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate the kind words, my friend.
Y'all welcome. Y'all welcome, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's yeah, I can say that whenever I think about listening to the French news, as I did a long time before I came to KVPI, it was Charlie's voice that I would hear saying that news in French, and I didn't, you know, you just went together. It just made sense.
Now, you're absolutely right. Yeah. When you hear the French news, it had to be Charlie. And they like Mark mentioned here, he started the Juke Junction program. You were too young to remember that, but I remember it. I was young too, but Juke Junction program, it was a big, big hit, that program, and he's the one that started it many years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Huge. KVPI would not have been the same without Charlie Manuel. Yeah. He was one of a kind.
You're absolutely right.
And he absolutely left his mark on KVPI, and we are all thankful, which is what makes this, you know, even harder. You know, I know that he's been absent for a while, but, you know, you never think a legend like that is truly out the door.
You're so right, because actually when he came in, he was more worried about his walking, so he was walking with a cane. So we said, well, that's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, one thing added to another, he ended up at the nursing home, in the hospital the other night, at the ICU, and we just don't know.
We never know when our ticket's going to be punched.
No, you're right.
We never know. We got another caller.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Mike.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, this is Steven here.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say my little piece about Mr. Charlie.
Okay. Now,
I've been listening to KVPR, like I always say. I've been listening to y'all, the radio station, since I was in the first grade. So I've been listening to Mr. Charlie and since all my life. You know, so he was one of a kind, just like Mr. Jim Swallow was. There's nothing else to say about him. You know, I just want to say my condolences to him and all his family and everybody like that. So there's nothing else to say about it, you know.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. I know if they are listening, I'm sure they appreciate it too, Steve. Thank you so much.
One of the big greatest radio announcers ever, and he was the best on the toss, you know.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Stephen. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, maybe we should do some homework, huh?
Yeah, somewhere in there we gotta have some. As much as we have to have our sense of normalcy too. And while you're getting that ready, I want to say one thing.
Sure.
I'm sure that his family is. I don't know what's going on, but I didn't know of one person who was more proud of his children and his grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
There was never a time that you crossed him in the halls at KVPI where he didn't spend, I don't know how long, just bragging on those kids. His kids are, I mean, obviously his kids have kids, and they are grandparents themselves, and he still bragged on them to this day. He was so proud of his family.
You're absolutely right. He was proud of his family. He had a lot of friends. He was proud of his friends, and he just... He was just a character. He knew everybody, and everybody knew him, you know. So.
Proud of his bride. I can't tell you how many times I heard about their wedding day and the pranks that their friends tried to pull on them, and just a rich life and a life, I think, well-lived, and just so, so proud of his family.
I'm so proud that I got to visit with him a few weeks ago. He was feeling great. Him and Miss Loretta were at the nursing home. Of course, she was in another room at the time, but he was so happy I went. He was cheerful, and we talked a lot, and he was proud. He was honestly thinking he wasn't sure if he'd come back to work, but he would have went to be a guest on our program.
Absolutely.
Or something. So we were looking forward to that, you know.
Yeah, we were.
Anyway, you mean to do a spot or pick up a call?
We have another call.
Let's get a call. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Mike, c'est Ashley Michaud.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. I just had to call and give my flowers to Mr. Charlie.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Just wanted to extend my condolences to Miss Loretta and everybody, and just offer so much thanks for everything Mr. Charlie did for our whole community. Like y'all said, his voice sticks in all our minds, and he has taught us so much. And what a gift we got with that one, and Mr. Jim too. But
absolutely,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, I agree with 20%. And his voice was everywhere, because, like we said in the statement, he did the Tonawa, he did the country, he did all that, you know. And
he left his mark on everything. And I want to tell y'all, I miss y'all at KVPI, but I recently accepted a position to announce Bonjour Louisiane on KRVS in Lafayette every morning from 5 to 7.
Really?
And yes.
I saw that, and I want to extend my congratulations to you on that. I can't wait to tune in.
I'm going to have to check that out. Good to know that.
Well, thank you. And I just want to tell everybody that I bring everything that Mr. Mark and Mr. Charlie and Mr. Jim taught me. They raised me on KVPI like so many people, and I bring all those lessons to my new opportunity, and I can't tell you how much it means to me.
Wonderful.
To have known those men and to have learned from them, and you too, Mr. Mike, for keeping it up.
Thank you, darling. We appreciate the the nice words. And
that's where the people call, and y'all keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank y'all.
All right.
What a beautiful testament to a legacy left behind.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
All right, friend. We got to
Let's see. We're going to talk about one of our sponsors here, the Lions Market. This right here is a special invitation from Marvin Lyons and his friends and staff to visit his locally owned supermarket right in Mamou. That's on Ponciana Street. That's right. They're open 7 days a week, offering a complete line of fresh smoked meats and complete line of deli department, rather, for anything they have in a deli. He has here fried chicken and much more. We know about all that stuff. But anyway, let me kind of go over some of the specials that we have right now at Lyons Market. Some fresh fryer leg quarters, 10-pound bag for $6.99. You can buy a 10-pound bag of, leg quarter here for, this is the 10-pound bag here. I'm getting confused right here. They got two of them. But anyway, right here. The beef chuck roast, boneless, $3.99 a pound. Sirloin pork chops, 99 cents a pound. They got some sea bass, 20 to 30 count shrimp. Shell on easy peel shrimp, $19.99 for a 3-pound bag. They got some Boar S bacon. Wow, okay, $3.99 for a 12-ounce bag, pack. That's a good price for sure. USDA T-bone steaks, $3.99. We got some Coca-Cola products and some Dasani water. You got a six-pack, three for $11. Blue plate mayonnaise, $4.59. You got some Kool-Aid drinks, select varieties, make 2 quarts. And they are 3 for $1. And anyway, the list goes on and on and on. But anyway, go by and see Marvin Lyons and his staff on Ponciana Street at Lyons Market. Okay, Mal.
All right. We got another caller on the line.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Mike.
Charles Tim, how are you this morning, Charles?
All right. How's y'all doing over there?
Well, we're doing all right. We're kind of, disappointed. We're kind of sad because we lost our friend, Mr. Charlie. But, other than that, we feeling okay.
Mr. Charlie was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's gone. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's out of his misery, but we're going to miss him. I know his family will miss him. And I remember the day me and him and Carly went to visit with you over there. I know you got to meet him, and I know you were glad to meet him. So,
yeah.
Some good memories, huh?
Yeah. I wish I could find me a way to go to his funeral, but I ain't got no way.
Well, we're going to see. I don't know. We don't even have the arrangements or nothing just yet, but we'll see what happens, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling, Charles.
Y'all have a nice day.
All right. You know what we didn't do yet is the word of the day.
The word of the day.
The word of the day is rev. Ren.
That N and that V the handwriting's tripping
the
handwriting you up
again. R E. I look like a V E, but it's a N E R N.
Well, I feel like it's not a quiz this morning because we had to talk about it before.
We discussed it.
Yeah,
La Reine, the Tonawa Queen.
That's me, the Queen.
The Queen. Oh yeah, Your Highness. Anyway, the Reine is a Queen.
That's
Okay. Reine Elizabeth. Rand Mallory. Whatever. Rand Gwendolyn.
That's perfect. That's a perfect time for that French word of the day, as festival season is upon us. The tournoi is coming up.
That's
so,
right.
So now we know how to address the festival queens.
Actually, Mark's been interviewing some of the queens. He interviewed the one from yesterday, the tournoi queen. I think he got somebody maybe today. I'm not sure. But anyway,
yeah. Yeah, lots of sparkles and sashes have been in this studio lately.
Absolutely.
Interviewing. And it's always so much fun. Such a great experience for young people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're going to remember that for a lifetime.
I listened to the one yesterday. The young girl, I think she's a freshman in high school. I forgot her name, but she was in good mood, good spirits, and she said she's going to do it again. So that was good to know.
Well, life's good when you're the queen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Life's good.
Yeah, you better believe. You get a lot of attention and... they get to travel a lot. They get to see a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's a really fun experience to travel the state and meet with other festival queens, because goodness knows if there's anything Louisiana has, is some festivals.
Oh, you better believe it. Good time.
And every festival needs a queen.
That's what we're all about, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Let's refresh our coffee and let's hear a couple spots.
Okay.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Are you or one of your loved ones in that category? Do you suffer from a runny nose, congestion, and allergies? Well, it's time to stop suffering and start fighting back. Dr. Andrew Collins, Dr. Bernard Fruget, and Dr. Bina Joseph at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages and tackle those pesky allergies with their best knowledge and training. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Fruget, Dr. Collins, and Dr. Joseph today to schedule an appointment at 337-981-9495. You can also visit their website at allergyla.com. Their office is conveniently located at 320 Settlers Trace Boulevard in Lafayette, just a short drive away. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana, 337-981-9495.
Perry P. Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Perry P. Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry P. Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
We are back from that commercial break, your Thursday morning edition of La Tosta Cafe with Mike and Mallory. Kind of doing a little memorial show, a show in honor of Mr. Charlie Manuel, who passed away this morning, and our DJ Carly wanted to pass on her condolences as well. She said she couldn't get on the air.
Absolutely.
But, you know, condolences from all of the KVPI family, and we're just taking calls. So we've got a caller on the line. You ready to pick up?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take it. Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mike Hedley Fontenot. How y'all doing, Mike and Mallory?
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Man, I just wanted to tell Mr. Charlie's wife and his kids and KVPI, me and my wife, saying that we're sorry that Mr. Charlie passed away there.
Well, we certainly thank you for your condolences, and I'm sure if they're listening, they feel the same way. And a lot of people feel that way because Charlie was part of their family. You know, in the morning when you got up, you know, a lot of people don't call in, but it's just a habit. Even like myself, even though I work here, when I'm not on, if KVP, if the La Tosta Cafe is not on, like on the weekend, I feel like something's missing, and he was always part of La Tosta Cafe. So
yeah, he was a good man on KVPI.
He was. He certainly was.
I knew him before that. When he worked for Laverne's insurance, I used to get insurance with him.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, we thank you so much for your call and your condolences. And
I wanted to call and tell him I'm sorry about that.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Where's he going to be at?
I think it's going to be at Ardwan's, but we don't have the exact information yet. But as we get it, we will be announcing it, okay?
Yeah, I know that they'll, you know, read the obituary as soon as we know arrangements.
Yeah. As soon as the funeral home calls and gives the information, we will announce
it. Right, right. But with his passing just being last night, nothing's set.
Correct.
But Charlie was a good man,
Yeah, absolutely.
He was liked by everybody.
Yeah, he was. He's going to be missed a lot, too.
Missed a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have, wait. Oh, nope.
Okay, you know, what was it I wanted to tell you? Oh, yeah, well, I was going to bring about Mallory. I mean, about Carly. Yeah, when Carly first started here, Charlie, both of us did, but, you know, she was new here, and Charlie would stay after the program, and he talked to her. He kind of took her under his wing. She loves him to death. She went visit with him and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this morning when I came in, I could tell tears in her eyes, and she's just so sweet, and she loved him to death.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So. We've got another caller.
Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, it's Camille.
Hi, Camille. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a sad time. I know at KVPI, and you know we always said eventually we would lose Mr. Jim and maybe and Mr. Charlie. It's like it should never have happened, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we went back a long way, he and I. And when I was at the chamber, I had a lot of fun with him. When I'd call in on Tosti Cafe, one day I brought like 6 guinea eggs for us to fuck on Tosti Cafe.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. We sat him down. We parked in eggs. I have pictures of it. And we talked to it, you know, told him online what we were doing and where we'd gotten the guinea eggs. And
yeah.
A wrong day of Easter in Cajun country.
You had made it.
Another thing that Mr. Charlie did that some people may not know, besides he was, everybody knew Mr. Charlie. I know that. Yes. And Miss Loretta. But when the nursing home opened, the new nursing home.
Uh-huh.
On the highway.
Uh-huh.
He had a pretty, pretty big picture, like a shadow box that his daddy had made.
Okay.
The old form.
Uh-huh.
With the cotton sack in it and the measurement for the cotton and all that. And he called me if I'd go with him to talk to Trey if we could put it up. And they did. It's up on the hall, in the main hall at the nursing home. And it's Mr. Charlie's father's form, and they donated it to the nursing home. So it's just something to know that he was really interested in bringing that, so that would be part of it there.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's an original one, and I was very glad he had asked me to go with him to put it up. So just a little thought about Mr. Charlie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Camille.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay, babe.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay, you want to hear about Epic Insurance?
Absolutely.
Everyone's personal insurance center, that's Epic Insurance. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is here. It's here for you, and they're located 508 6th Street in Mamou. That's right, Bridget Bullfar, the owner and the agent of Epic Insurance, can cover all of your insurance needs. That's like auto and antique automobiles, homes and mobile homes, umbrella, recreational vehicles, flood, liability, business insurances, bonds, life insurance, disability, and farm insurance. You can cover all that for us. So you can call Bridget today at 468-EPIC or 468-3742. Bridget is an insurance agent that will stand behind you when times get tough. In the heart of Mamou comes Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance center. Once again, the number is 468-3742, or stop by and visit with her in Mamou at the address right? 508 6th Street in Big Mamou. Okay.
All right. Let's pick up another call.
Okay. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, ce matin.
Hey, Hillary Hill. Comment ça va?
I'm sorry to hear about my buddy, Charlie.
Yeah, we all are. It's kind of a shock to us because, you know, we knew he was in the hospital and stuff, but we, you know, never know how that can go. But anyway,
that's right. And you know, I've been knowing him well. When the girls, he has more than one. When they were playing summer league softball, we were involved with the Girls Incorporated. You know,
yeah, I bet.
Us and Miss Loretta.
Did he have a coach, or he was just more or less an announcer at times? Or what did he do, Hill? I don't know if he have a coach, though, Charlie.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember him coaching.
I don't remember either. I know he was involved with a lot of broadcasting and stuff, but the coaching part, I don't know. But
and I know he sold insurance too at one time.
Yeah, sure did. Sure.
And but I can't remember. I'm not saying he didn't, but I know I did. And
yeah, that's why I was saying maybe you'd coach with him or something. But yeah, he probably did. I don't know if he did.
I don't remember him coaching, but he was very involved with the program. You know,
absolutely.
Him and Loretta, both him and his wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
You know, his wife's family. I don't know what happened with her dad and mom, but they rented Papa's. Mr. Ludo called Papa to run his place in Tate Cove, so he didn't want to sell his house and he wanted the job, so he went and Loretta's dad and mom rented Papa's house until they build one. Something happened. They were building one or something, and they needed a place to stay. So when they got it, when Papa came back to Ville Platte, when he got the house, you know, he didn't want to sell the house, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
That's a long time ago.
No, I bet.
Oh, long time ago. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, well, my condolences to Miss Loretta and her kids and her family and her friends. And he was a good guy. He's been knowing him for a long time. He could really get it going, you know.
Hill, thank you so much for the kind words. I'm sure everybody appreciates
it. He was never short on words. He could tell you exactly like it was.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, pal.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
Hill, have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You know, this morning, you and I were talking before we got on the air about our children. You know, I saw you the other day. You were bringing your last child to start school,
mm-hmm.
and how hard it was. And you mm-hmm. know, fathers like myself, we take that for granted. We never pay attention to that. But now I'm realizing as a grandfather, and my granddaughter brought her little boy, which lived my neighbor, and I'm close to him like he'd be mine, my own child. And she brought him to school just like you were. She was worried about him. Mm-hmm. She said even that day he brought it, because he just started 2 weeks ago. And she says he wouldn't hold my hand. And at first he'd say, I'm getting nervous and this and that. So she worried about him all day. Someone that she knows, because she works in the office of the nursing home, someone that she knows from school took a picture of him playing a happy and sent it mm-hmm. to her. That made her day. She said he came back, he jumped in her arms, and he talked about it the whole time. So
yeah.
That's a good feeling. But we take that for granted, but y'all have to go through that.
Yeah. Everything was fine, and I felt a little sentimental. Last Thursday, woke my boy up for the first day of school, and I held it together, and walked him into class. And it wasn't, and he was, you could tell he was nervous, and he was quiet, and he didn't want the commotion. And right when we were going to leave, we told him bye, and I could see him trying and hold. He was holding the top of his nose and trying to push his little tears back in his.
Oh my God!
And I couldn't. I pushed my husband out the way. I think I pushed the teacher out of the way, trying to run out of that classroom because I knew I was gonna lose it.
Yeah.
And I looked over at Ethan, and Ethan's eyes had a little bit of tears in them.
Yeah.
But I needed to do a big cry.
Wow.
And so yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's a hard day. Now, did he enjoy it? It's okay now? It got better?
Everything is fine. Like your granddaughter, you get that picture during the day and you see that they're enjoying themselves
yeah.
and you feel a little bit better about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to leave your baby feeling
yeah.
nervous and
You're
scared
right.
on their own. But then you see that they're fine, and I knew he would be fine, but it was just that picture confirmation
yeah.
that
yeah.
it's that everything's okay. That made it better.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, the fathers, you know, we work and we're busy, we don't pay attention, but it's hard on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I had an experience with Blake, my oldest one. When he was born, my mom took care of him for a while because we both worked, and then mom couldn't do it no more. She's getting older, so we sent him to like a nursery or something. And Gwen would tell me, she'd bring him, she says, when she'd pick him up, she says, "Shy baby," she said, "he don't want to go. He cries when I drop him off. And when I come back, they say how he's quiet. And it went on. And I'd keep
mm-hmm.
saying, well, he's going to get used to it. I didn't worry about it, you know, like a
mm-hmm.
hard head. Well, one day, and she was just there a couple of weeks. And one day I went to pick him up because she couldn't. And when I got there, he was standing by the window. And I saw him looking at me. He just sat at the window. So I
mm-hmm.
got up. I said, "Hey." The lady said, "He's been there all day long."
Waiting
really?
For you.
I told Gwen, when I got back home, I said, you can start hard looking for someone. We're getting someone to come over here. And we did. We were fortunate enough to find a lady that worked with her. Her kids started school, so fortunate enough that we got her. Her name was Hazel Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed with us until my last child went to school. She was like the grandmother.
Wow.
Best move we ever made. But
yeah.
That was a hard. When I saw it, I said, oh, don't worry. When I saw it myself, oh, big baby. I couldn't take it.
I
quit my job before I even there again.
Y'all some big teddy bears.
Yeah, right about that.
We got a caller on the line.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Jennifer, Mike.
Good morning, Mayor. Good to hear from you.
It's a hard one this morning.
Yes, yeah. It is, Mayor. It sure is.
Yeah, I thought this was a call that I wouldn't have to make, you know, for Mr. Charlie. We really thought that he was going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the only consolation is that I'm so happy that at the last council meeting that we had the privilege and the honor of honoring him
with
the city with the proclamation and the plaque. And thank God that his son Eric came and got the plaque and the proclamation from City Hall and was able to show Mr. Charlie what we did. And he was able to see this plaque and he was able to see the proclamation. So we're glad that at least before he passed, he knew how much he was loved and how much he was appreciated throughout the city. And, you know, he's definitely the voice of Latas and the French News, and his legendary voice will be indelible in our memories for forever. I don't think that there will be another voice like Mr. Charlie, and especially all of their lives and the people that he reached through KVPI and his French News and his humor and his genuineness and how real he was and how much that he loved what he did.
You're right. He did so much for the community. Like we said, he was announcer for so, kind of like what Randy does now. You know, Charlie did all that. He was MC for so many things during the years, and he's going to be missed. You know, he kind of slacked off a little bit, but he was still right here on the Nouvelle en Francais and on La Tasse de Café.
Mm-hmm.
And he was proud of it. He was proud to be announced on La Tasse de Café. I can promise you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was so much looking forward to the day when we had planned to.
I know.
Put him on the 18th, and you know, I talked to him, and while he was in ICU a couple of times, and we assured him that it wasn't canceled; it was postponed, and we're just waiting for him to get well, so we would still do it. But God had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the lesson in this is that when we want to do something for someone, we should not wait, because life is too short and too precious, and we don't know what's going to happen. So if there's anything that we want to do for anybody or give them their flowers while they're living, we should do that, or tell them that you love them while they are here to hear that. We shouldn't put things off anymore, because things are happening too fast.
You are so right. You know, we talk about people when they're gone, but we need to talk about people before they're gone. So I'm like you. I'm glad we did that at City Hall, and I wish we could have had that day here at KVPI. Mm-hmm. He would have had that, you know. But he knew the intentions were good. He knew the intentions were good, so that means a lot, too.
Yes, he knew that, and I was just so happy that he wanted to talk to me while he was in ICU, but he wanted to know, you know, that everything was good, but I also assured him that we were good and all praying for him, and he knew that we were all praying for him and that we were all pulling for him and how much we loved and appreciate all the things that he has done all through the years. But, yes, that's the lesson, and that's the lesson that I would like to convey to people out there today is don't wait. Whatever it is that you have to do or say for someone that you love, no matter who they are, people in your family, people in the community, friends or whatever, do it now.
Absolutely.
You're so right, Mayor. You're absolutely right.
Don't wait. So we're just asking everybody to, this is a hard one for me today, I promise you.
You and I texted early this morning. I could tell that you was, you know.
And we just want everybody to please pray for Miss Loretta and pray for his children and pray for their strength through all of this, because it's going to be something that they have to go through, and hopefully they can lean on God and lean on their faith and depend on God to get them through it and to get us through it as a city. And I just want to thank KVPI for all of the years that Mr. Charlie was there. And Mike, now you're it.
Well, I'll never replace him, but
I'm going to be the voice, and we're going to be praying for you as well.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll never replace him, but I was so proud to work with him, just like I was with Mr. Jim, you know. And
yes,
yeah, we got a lot of good memories here. Now, I even got some pictures where we went on the road here now, and I'm gonna post them later on. So, Mayor, thank you so much for your kind words. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
All right, thank you all so much.
Yeah, bye bye.
It's It's not lost on me how lucky I am to work with all. I worked with Jim, worked with Charlie, worked with you. It's never lost on me. It is a difficult morning. We're trying to keep the show going and not be a.
It's hard.
But I know that it's. I know that it's a hard morning.
It is.
Yeah, it's a big loss.
It's a big loss, and I was kind of in shock because you and I had said, man, we got a good program going on. We're going to do this and that. We were both shocked and said, well, we're going to talk about Mr. Charlie today. The program will kind of wait till next time.
Absolutely. Huh? Absolutely. Yeah, we gotta honor our guy. Honor our guy.
Huh?
Yeah. We got another caller on the line.
All right. Let's see what we got. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est moi, Floyd Swallow.
Hi, Mr. Floyd. Good to hear from you.
Glad morning today.
It is.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It sure is, Mr. Floyd.
He's going to be sadly missed. I remember when he and Loretta would double date with us, when Jen and I were in the early 50s. And I know he did a lot for the community. And the French language is going to, I'm going to miss him. Because like him before, like Chris Duplechin and Dan Andrus and Jim Swallow and now him, those were the guys, and now Martel, of course, those are the guys that saw to it that the French language was broadcast over KVPI over all these years to remind us that that was our culture, our heritage, and we should be proud to be able to still speak it.
You're so right, Mr. Floyd. You're so right, absolutely. And he was
I
proud.
I just wanted to say I'm going to miss him like everybody else, and I'm sorry. I extend my condolences to Loretta and her family as well.
Mr. Floyd, thank you so much, and you take care, okay? I know it's breaking your heart, but you be careful, okay? Thank you for calling. All right, bye-bye. Oh, wow, what a sad day, huh? We got tears all over the place over here this morning.
It's raining outside. It's raining in the studio. It's raining everywhere this morning.
Is, huh? Maybe I can talk about our friends at Allen's Barbershop, if it's okay with you. Allen's Barbershop is one of our fine sponsors here on KVPI La Tosta Cafe. It's a friendly shop located 108 West Main Street in Ville Platte for haircuts and styles. Come in and see the ladies at Allen's Barbershop, serving the haircutting needs of the Ville Platte area for generations of families. Allen's Barbershop is open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and they're open for your convenience on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. until noon. And you can visit them on Facebook. You can even make appointments on Facebook. Of course, walk-ins are welcome. Your family hair care headquarters for men, women, and children. Come in as a customer and leave as a friend. That's the message from Allen's Barbershop, and they're at 108 West Main Street here in Ville Platte. Their phone number is 337-363-0455. You tell those lovely ladies you heard this message on La Tosta Cafe. Okay, Mal?
All right. Let's pick up another call.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Darnell Gilry.
Hi, Darnell. Good to hear from you.
Good morning. It's a bad morning in a way. I'm so sorry I lost Charlie Mannion.
Yes, sir. It's a sad day for all of us, Mr. Darnell.
Yeah, I knew him since 1955.
Whoa, got a lot of memories, huh?
And one day one night we had met at the teenage center. I mean, at a teenage dance at the Evangeline Club. And one night he offered me to come at his house on a Saturday and pick him up, and we'd go to the KVPI.
Uh-huh.
Afternoon, he had just started working there part time. And so I done that. I met him around 11:30 or so. And on a Saturday in the summer of 1955, and took him to KVPI there. I stayed over there all afternoon with him. We played some records. And Mr. Floyd Swallow was there, And he had also a little record shop when you go upstairs there where you'd sell the records.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. And good memories, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah. We had a good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Darnell, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. I know his family appreciates it.
I got to visit with him at Prairie Manor about a week and a half ago.
That's good. That was good. I'm sure he was happy to see you.
When I was going to his room, but I met him at the nurse's station.
Uh-huh.
In a wheelchair. They were taken to rehab.
Okay. Yeah, he did some rehab over there. You're right.
Took hand with him and visited very briefly. And that's the last time I've seen him.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. And we'll talk. Hopefully next time we'll all be in better spirits. Huh? But we're going to pray for Mr. Charlie and his family, Mr. Darnell. Thank you so much for calling.
And I also lost one of my classmates, Brenda Lahey.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that, my friend.
Yeah, she died. And they're having a little get-together there at St. Anne and Mamou.
Okay.
This morning. Okay. So I'm going up there.
Well, good for you.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you for calling, my friend. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mal, you got something for us on Lakeview, or you want me to chunk something in here?
Well, I mean, I can read it, but you got it in front of you.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you had something extra. Let me do the conference at Lakeview. Let's see what's going on. You know, there's always something going at Lakeview Park and Beach, 3 miles north of you. Let's see, this weekend, the Night Owls. Stay cool at the beach while listening to the music directly from Ken Coon's Back Porch Band. Wow, that Saturday on the beach is reserved for campers and guests, so please check online, all right? Next week, September the 3rd, is One Trick Pony, okay? There's $10 admission, free for all guests, all right? And then let's see what we got right here. This is going to be, I can't read the date here, on September the 10th, music on the beach, that'll be from Jimmy Bergeron and the Kicking Cages. And the list goes on and on, but we're going to read it to you every time as we go along. But anyway, this is what's going on at Lakeview Park and Beach. And let's see, and when your day is over, after you're having all that fun, you can ask about their snowbird activities. But then one thing you can do is also go and you can relax. That's right, when the day is over, relax on their 95 RV sites located across the 42-acre park. Equipped with large selection of traditional as well as high-tech amenities. There's always something going on at Lakeview Park and Beach. And they're located 1717 Veterans Memorial Highway. That's just 3 miles north of Eunice. And you know what? For any question, you can give them a call at 337-457-2881. You tell them you heard that from your friends here on La Tasse de Café. All right, Mal. Mal, listen to me.
We got a caller on the line.
Thank you, Mal. All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Janice.
Mr. Janice, good to hear from you, my friend.
Good to hear from you all in one way, and the other way is not too good.
Yeah.
But I was listening like I usually do every day, and I heard about Mr. Charlie.
Yes, sir, we lost Mr. Charlie, and you know he was a good friend of yours. He enjoyed talking to you every time you'd call, and we certainly appreciate it.
I was just calling to who is the family? Give the family my sympathy.
Thank you.
And he was one of the king on the Tasty Coffee and Press News.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to miss him dearly. And we thank you so much. We're going to and you continue calling, okay? We'll talk about him. We have more memories. But you continue calling because you're a good caller, and Charlie would like that, okay?
Mm. All right. And I'm not saying you're not good. You're good. You're doing the job. But he was a king.
He was the king.
Prince.
Oh, we all know that. Thank you so much, Mr. Johnny's.
All right,
bye-bye. He was trying to cover his shot, poor thing. He meant we all know better than that.
They broke the mold when they made Charlie Manuel.
You're right, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was one of the founders, I think. We know Juke Junction. I think mm-hmm. this here, he was one of the beginning from the mm-hmm. the Tosti Cafe and stuff.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
I know that this show and all of you have been honored, Jim, Charlie, Mark, you, with, you know, people love it, this preservation of the Cajun culture and heritage. And I'm just a baby in this world. I'm young. There's a lot, you know, y'all grew up in this. This is second nature to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I can hope for is just sit, you know, to have a seat at the table with men like Jim, with like you and Mark and Charlie and soak up all that knowledge. And again, feel really lucky to have had that opportunity to do that, to visit with Charlie and his stories. Yeah. Whether they were true or not.
Some of them were fishing stories.
Some of them were 80% truth and 20% fiction, but they were good stories, and he always took the time to visit with you.
Yeah.
And like I said, brag on his family, share memories of his life, and it was a full life. Yeah. It was a full life. He did a lot of living in those 81 years. Everybody knew Charlie, and Charlie knew everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it, you know, you feel sad because it is a tremendous loss because of how big of a personality mm-hmm. and how many people whose lives he touched, and whether it was through radio or announcing or whatever. But man, you can sit back and celebrate too.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because he left so many people with so many memories.
And you know,
you can sit back and celebrate.
You're right. And you know, when he came the last day, I think I mentioned that, you know, he was just complained about having a hard time walking. So, then something else occurred, and you know, one thing and another, and then he never came back. But we honestly thought it was just going to pass, and it got better. But then all of a sudden he was at the nursing home, and then it was getting better. We went and visited him. Then all of a sudden this happened. So we don't know what happened, but God had a plan. And God took a good man, but he's going to be well missed. But he left with good memories, and mm-hmm. we were fortunate to have him.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. It's left so many good memories, so it's a hard, hard loss. But, man, those are good memories.
Yeah,
they're good.
Absolutely.
We got another caller.
Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Mike and Miss Mallory.
Good morning. Good morning.
Miss Mallory, you said it all on Charlie. Everything I wanted to say, you said it.
Oh, well, I'm happy I could.
My condolences to KVPI and Loretta and her family. I've known Charlie since we were little kids in school.
Uh-huh. And who's calling?
Mike. Marianne.
Okay, I didn't recognize you, Marianne. Usually I guess because that we're sad or something. I didn't recognize. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, it's okay. He was a great man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well liked by everybody, and everybody liked him.
Mm-hmm.
He liked everyone. He was just a good fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Mallory, you said everything just right for him. I just want to add my condolences.
Thank you
to the family.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Marianne.
Thank you, Miss
Marianne. We appreciate it, and I know his family appreciates that. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, got another call or not yet?
No, not one.
Maybe I can do a spot right quick.
Yep,
about Pizza Shack. Pizza Shack was founded by Louisiana's own Tony Lane Parity in 1988. They have been independently owned at the same location for 33 years and over. They are proud to be the only independently owned pizzeria in Opelousas. They serve their customers and the community with not only a friendly service but also a family dining atmosphere the Southern way. Pizza Shack customers not only enjoy the freshest and the finest ingredients, but also signature sauces made fresh daily and a one-of-a-kind dough always made from scratch. The dining area has TV for sports entertainment as well as video poker, but most of all, the frequently used and the latest state-of-art jukebox. It's come to discover the most well-known secret of Opelousas, and they have daily specials and absolutely the coldest beer in town. Pizza Shack, the place where friends meet. And they call and order your delicious pizza at their Opelousas location at 337-948-4838. That's Pizza Shack. It's conveniently located at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas, and they open for business Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Sunday from 5 to 10 p.m. Pizza Shack in Opelousas. Okay, Mal.
Next time you go, have a mug of cold beer and in memory of Charlie, because you know he would be all about eating some delicious food.
Boy,
and having
we need
a
to
cold
go over
beer.
There and celebrate and think about him. Huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved that commercial.
He did. We got a caller on the line.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, guys. This is Annette Johnson.
Good morning, Annette. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's a bittersweet day, I understand, and I'm shedding tears along with everybody else.
Yeah.
I wanted to share my memory with Charlie.
Okay.
Back in the Tornwa days when I was involved with the Tornwa. And he would MC, and we were in the middle of that track, and I had a cassette tape recorder, and every time we had to play the bugle for the guys to start their run, I would rewind that cassette and start it again. That's how we played the bugle back then. How about that?
Oh, man, that's Charlie, all right, huh?
Oh, look, we had so much fun, and he was a jokester, and he enjoyed his life to the fullest, did what he loved doing, and everybody loved the way he did it, and he was devoted to the Tornwa, you know, along with all the runners and everything. And even he had a daughter that has my name. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure does. How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So my condolences to you guys, and as well as Miss Loretta and the family. And, you know, we'll miss him, but he lived his life.
He did. He lived a good life. He had a good life. Had a good time. People, everybody knows and will remember Charlie forever, huh?
Oh, God, yeah, and like going into Queen of All Saints at 8:30 Mass and him leaning on that pew and greeting everybody,
you know,
as an usher.
That's right, that's right.
That too.
And he was proud to do it.
Yeah, he was proud of it.
You better
believe
it. Oh, yeah, he had his arms crossed and he was smiling big.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's it. I'll let another caller come in.
Bye, Annette. Thank you so much for the kind words. We appreciate your call.
All right.
All right.
We got another caller.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Hi, Miss Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm just mourning the loss of my friend. And I'm sorry, I was holding it together until Mr. Floyd got on.
Yeah, I think Mr. Floyd really, whatever was left of our heartstrings, he pulled even more.
Yeah, you're so right. And it's happening in here with us, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a hard morning for all of us, yeah.
Well, I do want to extend my condolences to his family, of course, but also his cousin Phyllis in Baton Rouge, who just sent me a picture of him and Miss Loretta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Appreciated. Yeah. So it's our loss, but it's heaven's gain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Au revoir.
Bye, Miss Penny. Thank you for calling. We appreciate the comments. Yeah, I had text Miss Penny early this morning because I know she was always concerned about it, so I let her know, and she texted me back. You could tell it broke her heart right away, you know. But
yeah.
And I was kind of waiting on her call, but it's hard. Just like Mr. Floyd, it's hard for him to get it out, you know.
It's hard, yeah.
It's hard with us in here, you know.
Yeah, I've been sliding back from the microphone every once in a while. We got another caller.
Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, young man.
Hey, Cadillac man. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I was just checking in to let y'all know I was sorry to hear about Mr. Charlie. We're praying for his family, and I can still remember the day I went in there with that dozen of donuts. Him and Mr. Mark was in there doing their advertisement stuff. And
yeah, I bet you made their day, huh?
Oh, they were smiling like they ain't never seen.
Charlie was one that people always brought gifts. You know, when Charlie kind of slacked off, the gifts quit coming in. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm just kidding. But they always brought food for us and for Charlie, and he loved it. Oh, he'd get excited with that. So
yeah.
Need help?
Yeah.
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened.
We lost him. He's from long distance somewhere. Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for calling, Cadillac Man. We appreciate it. Sorry about that. We lost you some kind of way, but we'll talk to you again, okay?
All right. Let's take a little commercial break.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dr. Koo again, Bourlon's mattress specialist. Come check out our vast lineup of America's most highly recommended mattress, Tempur-Pedic.
Like this queen Tempur-Pedic mattress starting at $23.99.
And for those of you that snore or just want a better night's sleep, try our Ergo Lift system. I sleep so good, I even grew my hair back. And as always, that's interest-free financing and free delivery at all three Bourlon's locations. Jennings, Crowley, and Marksville.
The folks at Bordelon's Home Furnishings from all three locations would like to take this time to thank all their customers for your business. Visit us online at www.bordelonshome.com. Give us a call at 337-788-0054 or come into Bordelon's Home Furnishings in Crowley, Jennings, and Marksville.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan Rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our lone grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan Rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan Rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table.
We are back on the air, the Thursday morning edition of La Tosta Cafe with Mike and Mallory, honoring Mr. Charlie Manuel. We have a caller on the line. Mark, Mike, you ready? We're going to call each other by every name but our own.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
This is Brad Swallow, Charlie's brother-in-law.
Hi, Brad. I remember you. How are you, Brad? So sorry to have to talk to you this way, huh?
Yeah, we just sitting here at Eric's house in Pine Prairie and listening to the program, and Eric and them wanted me to call you and say they appreciate y'all putting him on there and recognizing him how he did, and appreciate all the family and the friends that have called from all over and saying things about Charlie.
Well, thank you, Brad. You know, our program, like we said, we kind of never know what we're going to talk about. This is not what we had planned, but we were proud to do it because we were proud of him. And, Brad, thank you so much for calling. Tell Eric and the gang over there that our condolences go out to them and to you and your family and everyone. And we appreciate it. They appreciate us, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Pods. Thank you all so much.
Okay, Brad. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. So I used to know Brad when he was in school and stuff, you know, but I hadn't talked to him in years, and that's sad when you get... And that's how it is when you hadn't seen people in years. You always meet them at a funeral home. That's
it's
sad,
true.
Huh?
It's true. And you hate to meet up with people like that. But again, that goes back to the... It's a sad reason to meet up. It's a sad reason to talk, but... What a testament to that life.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that you meet up with so many people. I promise you, in this area, there's not a life that Charlie didn't touch.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Oh, yeah.
And I know that it's a very, very hard time for his family. But I hope that all these calls bring a little bit of comfort, bring a smile to their face, because I know that Charlie would not want us to... Sit around and boudet, he would say that. What you boudeting for? He would not want us to sit around and be sad. He would want us to...
Celebrate his life.
Yeah, there and he go. Should be celebrated.
Sure, absolutely.
He should. So I hope that brings a little bit of comfort. But, you know, like I said, what a testament.
He's going to be missed, but we know he's not suffering anymore because he did suffer a lot at the end. So.
You never want to see somebody that you love in pain.
Absolutely.
And so when they pass, of course, it's very sad. But that relief that he's now, and we know those gates opened up. He's broadcasting in heaven.
Well, yeah, we might do a remote. You never know.
I'm not doing
him
that.
And Mr. Jim might do a remote for it. That would be neat, huh? Yeah, Mr. Charlie, Mr.
Yeah.
Jim.
We got a caller on the line.
Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Lynette Ball speaking.
Good morning. How are you, Cher?
Not too good.
Not too good.
I heard about.
You heard about Mr. Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're all sad over here, Monette.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah. I want you to see his family in our prayers.
Thank you. We appreciate the prayers. His family appreciates the prayers. I know Charlie would appreciate the prayers.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Monette. We appreciate your call, and I know Charlie does too.
He was a good friend, though.
Yes, he was a good friend to. Yes,
sure.
Charlie was a good friend to have.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling. I know we appreciate it, and I know his family appreciates the call.
Okay, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to put it on his shirt.
I couldn't make up.
I didn't catch that.
Bingo. I'm a friend.
Okay.
On the Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye, Monette. Thank you for calling, my sweetheart. Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, every time we have to do some work, I'm like, I hate to take away from it, but I know that's what Charlie would do.
Well,
Charlie
absolutely.
Charlie would want the show run.
In his chair, actually, and you sitting in mine. Exactly how it works on. Well,
yeah.
And I'm proud to do it. Anyway, we're going to talk about my good friend and my neighbor, Robert Perron. Robert Perron Plumbing Service. He's been in business since 1977. And Robert is semi-retired, so he can do all the little jobs that the big guys don't have time to do. So you can call him. You can give him a call at 337-336-1776 or 363-5874 for free estimates. He can replace old sinks and toilets and faucets, all the little things that you don't have time to do or you can't do, and the big guys don't have to do. Any kind of service work, he'd be glad to help you out. So unclog sewer lines and find water leaks, stuff like that. Robert has the equipment. Of course, he has the knowledge. And you can call him, like I said, at 337-336-1776 or 337-363-5874. It's Robert Perron Plumbing.
Okay, all right. Mal. I have a message from Ville Platte Transmission, located at 1014 West Lincoln Street. Come and let the experts with over 48 years of experience get you back on the road. They work on any make or model. And they also offer small engine repairs that includes four-wheelers, generators, lawnmowers, weed eaters, all small engine service work. They offer free towing with major repairs, one-day service in most cases, and financing is available with approved credit. Compare the prices at Ville Platte Transmission on labor and parts. They are much lower than the competition. Come to Ville Platte Transmission for your AC repair work. Their customers are the coolest. We offer nationwide warranty on all of their work, and they accept Fuel Man. Come by and visit with owner Alan Moore and his staff at Ville Platte Transmission. That location again, 1014 West Lincoln Street. Call 363-4897. They're open 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday.
Thank you very much, Mal. And I have something here. I've been getting some texts, but this one I want to announce right here is our good friend Paul Pete from Prairie Rawn. He says, Mike, our condolences to Charlie and Miss Loretta. He had many members like an elephant in a real good way. The phone lines were busy. He's been trying to call, but he wanted to get that across. So thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate it. And I know Miss Loretta and the family does, too. Thank you so much.
I know we're wrapping up at the 9 o'clock hour, and we have one more spot to do. But do you want to take another call?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Sure. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Val. Pat Derisseau, how y'all doing?
Hey, Pat, good to hear from you.
Well, I'd just like to wish, send my condolences to Mr. Charles and his family, for sure, Ms. Loretta and his son and daughters, and all the people he has impacted over the years in our community. We were so blessed to have him part of our community and part of our family.
Uh-oh. Hello? You still there, Pat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I thought we had lost you. Okay, are you still there?
No, I'm still here. And, of course, all of our family members that have gone, they were all friends with them as well. So
it's
the times that we see, but we just think of the great part he had in our lives and our family's lives in the past. And, of course, today he's enjoying the greatest reward we can all imagine. And there's to y'all at the station. I know that we've lost some of our people that we've been in our lives all our lives, and that everyone gets through it fine, and Mr. Tall will be happy with all that, I'm sure.
Pat, thank you so much for the kind words and the condolences. I know his family's listening in because we just got a call from them, and I know they thank you for that, and we do too, and God bless you, okay?
Okay, Mike, you'll have a good day.
Thank you, pal. All right, let me talk about our friends at Bearwood Furniture Center, located off the I-49 between Sunset and Karen Crow. That's 4975 East West Evangeline Thruway. They have only one location. You can find them on Facebook at www.bearwoodfurnituresenter.com, or you can call them at 337-896-5203. They will custom build to fit your dream. They can do cypress tables and bedroom sets, bar stools, swings, gliders, and rockers, picnic tables. They have children furniture, all the high chair and all wood high chairs. Great craftsmanship, great for Christmas or birthdays or whatever it might be, for adults and children. So come by and visit the friendly folks at Bearwood Furniture Center, where we custom build to fit your dreams. Okay, that's Bearwood Furniture Center. Okay, Mal.
All right.
We got another call, or are we done?
We done.
We done.
We done. Listen, I want to encourage everybody. Stop by your favorite boudin spot. Pick up some boudin. Oh, we have one more. We have one more call.
Okay,
I'm sorry about that. We were ready to wrap up.
Okay, no problem. And we take it at Bojogi Siki Paul.
This is Georgia Fontenot. I was calling to give condolences for Mr. Charlie Manuel. I really didn't know him except his voice on KBPI. I've seen him one time, but I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for that, and you're right. His voice will be missed because you could recognize him anywhere. You could be in a crowd, and
anywhere.
When he talked, you recognize that voice.
Yeah.
Yes, you could.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for the
nice words, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
I was saying, stop by your favorite boudin place, pick up some hot boudin, pick up some cracklins. And most of all, pick up some hogshead cheese and some crackers and a cold beer. And remember Charlie.
Boy, you're right about that.
Every time he would say, but the doctor said, don't have that. Don't have that. But some hogshead cheese and some crackers and a cold beer. And remember our good friend Charlie Manuel.
Absolutely. And one more message I got over here is from Connie Carey, who works for Dr. Alvarez. She says, oh, Mr. Mike, I could hear the sadness in your voice and the taste. And taste such a sad day, you know. And they're listening to us now. Thank you, Connie. Thank all of you for calling and for all your comments and stuff like that. And we'll see you again later, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we'll, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me read our sponsors who made our program. That's Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, Perry Pete Ford, Bearwood Furniture Center, Robert Perron Plumbing, Bordelon Home Furnishings, Lions Market, Epic Insurance, Allen's Barbershop, Ville Platte Transmission, Lakeview Park and Beach, Pizza Shack, and Prairie Run Rice. We thank all of them for making our program possible this morning. Mal, it's been a pleasure to be with you. I know it's been a sad day for both of us. We kept breaking up and stuff like that. We had to kind of hide ourselves. But, you know, people on the phone were crying. And as far as poor little Carly, she's been in tears since I got here this morning.
Listen, you know, if there's anybody I want to cry with, I want to cry with you, with my friend Mike.
Oh,
so
I'm
happy
good.
That we could be here for each other this morning. And we could do this show to honor Charlie. And we will. We'll see each other next week.
You better believe. I'm
all
proud
right.
to be with you. Thank you, Mal. Thank all of you for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next time. Okay?
Au revoir.